Draped in a blue sash, a white-robed woman holds a torch high in the air. The word, Columbia, appears behind her head. Columbia Pictures presents An Ocean Pictures and Apatow Company production. A film by Harold Ramis. Jack Black. Michael Cera. Year 1. A prehistoric hunter peers through the mist in an overgrown forest. The powerful man makes a signal, and other long-haired bearded men in leathers and furs creep out from the trees. They crouch low to the ground and move in swift silence with bows and spears. The lead hunter spots a wild boar in a clearing and creeps towards it. The startled boar sprints away, and the hunters surge forward. The boar stops to rest in an open clearing, and the lead hunter raises his spear. A spear punches into the shoulder of the hunter next to him. The boar escapes, and an unkempt, overweight huntsman bursts through the trees.
Did you see it? Oh, I think I got it. That little piggy was fast.
Hey, everybody, this is all of our kill. We all take credit. Oh, I got a sighting.
You hit Yennebetter Gacy.
I'm pretty sure he had that when he left the village.
That's not my spear. What are you talking about? My spear has feathers. Okay, that one's got a feather. Okay, that is my spear. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, great. Two spears. Twice the killing power. Thanks a lot. Next time, don't block my shot. What? I didn't say...
Oh, no! Come on, not my fault! Who stands in front of a boar on a hunt?
A gangly guy gently speaks to a berry as he forages in the bushes with a group.
Hey, there you are. Oh, my, I don't think you want to be gathered. You want to be eaten.
The lead hunter hits his gathering bowl as he passes.
Hi, Marlac. Well, there won't be any berries in the fruit salad now, so we all lose.
Hey, yo, how's it going?
Hunters think they're so cool. You know, they don't think that this is challenging. Gathering, it's extremely challenging. You have to find all the fruit with the least amount of bird shit on it and put it in the basket.
Hey, what is it, are they picking on you?
If they're picking on you, I will straighten them out.
All right, yeah, would you?
Ah, you're right. Let it slide this time. Next time, though, they will feel the tip of my short spear.
What happened to your spear?
I modified it, made it a snub nose. It's lighter, it's better. Killing tool. Anyway.
Ooh, there's Maya. I'm gonna go talk to her.
I'll be right back.
Unless something goes horribly right. Hello, Maya.
Hey, Zed.
What do I gotta do to make you my woman?
Look, you're a special guy. You've got a lot of personality. You know, when my parents were killed by that pack of wild dogs, you really helped me see the funny side.
No, he's got my ankle. Get off! That's your mom.
So, yeah, you make me laugh. But that's not enough. I'm an old-fashioned kind of girl. I need a man who can protect me and take care of me.
What do you mean, like Marlac?
Well, I mean, he is the best hunter in the village.
Debatable.
People voted.
Okay, maybe I'm not the greatest hunter.
Or gatherer.
Hey, yes, or gatherer.
Said those are the only two jobs that we have here.
I can take care of you. Does it look like I'm starving? Come on. Tell me you can say no to this. Give it a second. Let it work on you.
I absolutely can say no to that.
Can I see you later?
I think I have to wash my hair.
Oh. You washed your hair last year.
Marlac parades into the camp with a boar's head.
Tonight, we feast!
He presents the head to Maya.
Maya. Oh. You.
Thanks, Marlach. Another severed boar's head.
It's a different color.
Yeah, this one is...
Not the tongue in.
No, this is really nice, Marlach.
Look at Marlach flirting with Maya. He doesn't know her at all. Head's not even the best part of the boar. It's the back fat, stupid. Muscle-headed idiot.
Hi, Ema.
Yeah, she doesn't even know I exist. There's like 60 people in the village. I mean, you really have to go out of your way to not know that somebody exists. I just want to lay with her so badly.
I don't see it. I mean, she's cute, but I don't think I'd lay with her.
She's your sister. I mean, it'd be like laying with your mother.
Which was a big mistake. I see that now. You think it's not going to be awkward in the morning, but trust me, wow. Listen, you want to impress Emma? Do the fertility dance with her at the feast tonight, then drag her back to your hut.
My hut's a mess right now, and what if she struggles?
You know, you give her a little tap on the head. Women respond to that.
I still live with my parents. I don't want to keep them up all night with my raucous lovemaking. Get an earful in the morning. She only likes hunters anyway. She doesn't like gatherers. She's a gatherer herself, is the irony. She's a self-loathing gatherer. That's pretty suggestive.
Ah, I wouldn't read too much into that.
Okay, now she's just asking for some splinters.
Hey! Swanto, give me a break, would you? You got the whole forest.
Why does everybody always have to take a crap right behind my hut?
Is that where are we going? We're not supposed to go this far from the village.
I'm sick of the whole village treating me like a joke. You know what I'm gonna do?
Change villages.
No. I'm gonna change my head.
Well, I don't think that's possible. Your head is physically attached to your body.
Not the whole head. I mean my mind.
Your mind? Whoa. Don't tell me you're thinking about eating the forbidden fruit.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Wait. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You don't eat from that one. It's forbidden. Everybody knows that.
But why is it forbidden? What is it about this fruit that they don't want us to have?
It's not the fruit, it's about the rule. It's about doing what you're told.
Yeah, we've been doing what we were told our entire lives. How's that worked out for us?
I like doing what I'm told. It gives my day some much-needed structure. Wait, Zed, will you stop? It's just a piece of fruit. Eating a piece of fruit is not going to change your life.
Yeah, but what if it's magic fruit? What if this fruit makes me the smartest man the village has ever known?
That's a pretty low bar.
Then all the hunters would have to bow down to me. And Maya would lay with me like that.
That's what this is about, laying with Maya?
I'm telling you, I think I have a great destiny, and I'm about to find out what it is.
Okay, will you just put the fruit down, and let's get out of here, okay? What if somebody sees us? They'll peel our skin off and tie us to an anthill. Now you've done it.
Zed chews a gold apple.
It's got sort of a knowledge-y taste.
Yeah, does it have a sort of forbidden taste? Because that's what it is.
Oh, I definitely feel something.
What?
Less hungry, for one, but also more intelligenter. It's like I feel like maybe I know everything. Ask me something, anything. Go. Test me. Go.
All right, where does the sun go at night?
Pass. Next question.
Okay, where do babies come from?
Pass. Next question.
There's a snake on my foot.
In the form of a question.
There's a snake on my foot?
Correct!
What do I do?
I got a lot of ideas. I'm bursting with ideas on the subject.
It's tricking me.
You could stick your finger in its hole. You know what you could do? You could eat it before it eats you. Try that. Eat the snake first. That's what my new brain tells me.
It's preparing to eat me.
Go for the eyes. Ew, it's big.
Dad, please help me.
A snake wraps around O's face.
I'm dying a virgin.
Wait right here. I'm gonna go eat more fruit.
A shaman with a painted face leads the villagers in a dance around the campfire at night as O and Zed watch from the sidelines.
This was a bit of a rough day for me.
Yeah, there's gotta be more to life than this.
Really, because this is a lot. I don't think I can handle too much more than this.
No way. Look at these people. They're like animals. They're way too good for this. Now that I'm smarter, I'm going straight to the top. I'm bringing you with me. You're going to be my right hand.
Yeah, I've seen what you do with your right hand. No, thank you.
Don't you ever wonder what's on the other side of the mountains?
There's nothing on the other side of the mountains, okay? The world ends. Everybody knows that. You'd fall right off of it.
But what if it doesn't? Oh, it makes my stomach go. My
I've been thinking a lot ever since I ate that fruit.
Why is there fruit? What is fruit? It's a thing that you eat? Why do we eat? What are we? Why are we? Why do I have these? Everything is weird. When you really stop and just look at it, everything gets very, very strange. Why am I talking? What is this? My lips make a movement and a sound, and you know what I mean? Blows my mind.
You know, that just sounds like crazy fruit talk, okay? I don't want to hear it right now. Boy, she looks nice tonight.
Do it, man. Dance for her.
I don't know, they're doing the jackal dance. It's not my strongest.
What, are you kidding me? You have an amazing jackal dance. Go, jackal dance!
He awkwardly approaches the elfin blonde girl, sitting on a log. She tries to ignore him, as he rhythmically jutters his lanky frame. Zed eggs him on, and he stamps a stiff leg on the ground, off the beat. He rubs her face and she gives in, standing and dancing with her back turned to him. Zed encourages O to pick up a stick and bop her on the head. She grabs the stick and beats him with it. She sits down clutching her head as he continues to gyrate his hips.
Go and eat, and then I come back.
Your father was a great hunter. You're like a little girl.
Get on, Marlon.
And Mbetagasi says he saw you in the garden.
Really? Well, what if I told you that Enma Baragesi was a liar?
I saw him eat the forbidden fruit!
Oh, that!
Whoa, hey, what's going on here?
I will kill you where you stand.
Oh, a shooting star, that's the best.
He leaves Marlak and Enma Baragesi standing over Zed. The shaman, with a bone through his nose and a boar's head hat, sits outside his hut with Zed.
You really ate the fruit?
One bite? What's the big deal?
You don't eat the fruit. It's been the number one rule since the beginning of time. Since the great turtle climbed out of the sea with the earth on its back.
I know it's a rule, but I'm a little fuzzy on the exact details.
Forbidden. Forbidden fruit. You did the one thing you're not supposed to do. Forbidden.
But the word forbidden kind of implies there's a little wiggle room.
There's no wiggle room with forbidden. You're cursed, man. And if you stay here, we'll all be cursed. You have to leave.
Where am I supposed to go?
I didn't eat the fruit. My hands are tied. I wish there was something I could do for you, Zed, but I can't. You fucked the pooch on this one.
The villagers gather round the hut.
You better get out of here.
Okay, but before I go, I just want to say one thing. I know I'm not the greatest hunter.
Or gatherer.
Thank you. But there's got to be more to life than this. I'm going, but because I choose to. And anyone who wants to join me is welcome. I don't know where we're going, but I will lead us. Yeah, light up the darkness. So who's with me?
O looks away.
Anyone? Anyone named O? Okay. Looks like I'm gonna be going it alone. Which is fine with me. Better, in fact. Because having a partner would just probably slow me down. I'm gonna start a new tribe. It's gonna be 10 times better. There's gonna be 10 times more dancing and fun. It's gonna be called Muscle Tribe of Danger and Excellence. You're not invited. I don't even like any of you guys. I never did. Unless anyone changes their mind. Does anyone want to come? It's going to be way better.
We're good.
Fine, good. Bye-bye! Nobody panic!
Zed accidentally torches a house, and the shaman screams as the hunters chase him.
No!
Oh, that's not my house.
Zed glances over his shoulder as the hunters pursue him through the dark forest. The hunters gather around Marlak as he stops in a clearing, and spots Zed. Zed trips and tumbles down a muddy embankment, and Marlac nimbly follows him down. Marlac easily sees Zed in the moonlight, covered in sticks and leaves.
I see you.
Rat.
Go away, Marlac.
Really? Animal noises?
Badger!
This is just insulting. The time I killed you.
Okay, fine. But then tell me this. Who's that behind you?
You think I'm gonna turn around? I'm gonna gut you like a pig.
O bashes Marlac's head with a stick and knocks him out.
Nice whack on the head. You should try hitting Nima that hard.
We could discuss that later. We should run away.
Yes, of course.
The pair trek.
So you decided to come after all. Was it the speech?
It was the fire. I lost everything.
Yeah.
I wish we didn't have to leave. Probably never gonna see Ema ever again.
That's not true. We'll go back. Those hunters are idiots. They're gonna forget about the whole thing in about an hour.
Will you get real, man? There's no going back, okay? There's nothing to go back to. It's just ashes.
Yeah, like it's really hard to build one of those huts. It's just a pile of sticks and dung.
Well, you're a pile of sticks and dung. I'm sorry,
It's okay.
I don't mean that,
honestly. Look, I know you're mad, but this is a great opportunity for us. They didn't appreciate you back there. You're the genius who thought up drinking water from a gourd. They were all just drinking from their hands.
It just seems practical. I don't know.
We have an incredible destiny.
I don't even know where we are. We're completely lost.
Of course I know where we are.
It's Cougar.
Don't move a muscle.
What do we do?
Don't move your lips!
Rule number one, show no fear. You're showing fear.
Much better. Very good.
Now what?
There's two opinions on this one. Some say run, others say stay perfectly still.
Which one are you gonna do?
I'm going to...
The cougar leaps on O. O carries an armful of sticks to their campfire and drops one. He carefully reaches down to grab it, and the rest spill to the ground.
You know, you should really put some maggots on those scratches. They look pretty deep.
They are very deep. That's why they appear that way.
You're still mad at me, aren't you?
I wish I hadn't come.
Maybe you shouldn't have come. If all you're going to do is keep whining about every little cougar that attacks you.
Oh. What does this look like?
You making your own fire?
No, I'm making arrows. We're going to need them.
You still coming?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Zed leaps up and hugs him, and they walk along a plain.
Oh, yeah! You're my buddy. Yeah!
You're saying we're gonna walk, and eventually we're gonna get to a spot where the world ends, and it's just like, what is it? What happened? What are we looking at?
Well, first of all, why are you talking to me in that tone? Like, I'm an idiot. This is general knowledge.
They reach a cliff edge, and look out over a sprawling green valley, which extends to the horizon.
You still think the world just ends? Come on, admit it. The fruit man has the knowledge.
Whoa, be careful.
So did you learn a lot when you ate the fruit of knowledge?
Oh, yeah. I can see like 10 minutes into the future now.
Okay, so what am I going to say next?
You're going to say, that's not what I was going to say.
That's not what I was.
See?
That's not fair.
Whoa. People, more than one, walking. That way.
Yeah, you think there's about 1,000 footprints there. I mean, it's kind of obvious.
Yes!
I stopped here to poop. Look.
No, I don't want to.
Two men, maybe three. Child. A small woman, maybe.
What are you doing? You don't know where that's been.
I know where it's been.
Well, don't touch it. You don't know if a squirrel has come and peed on it or something.
It's still warm. Almost hot in the center. Looks like they had some nuts. Apples, maybe.
What are you doing?
Yep, apples.
What difference does it make? That doesn't help us to know that. Maybe you can tell if they ate some shit. There's a lot of shit in that shit.
My mistake. This is bear poop.
What's that, though?
They hide behind a tree and look at grazing Highland cows.
This one's mine. Tonight we feast.
Arrows spill out of Zed's quiver as he pulls one out and shoots. The cow doesn't react as the arrow bounces off its thick hide.
We're gonna need some arrowheads.
Zed draws his flint knife and leaps on the cow's back, which bucks and sends him flying.
This is where you die!
Two farmers in simple tunics march up.
Easy, easy.
He won't get far.
Did you shoot my cow?
Oh, no.
Yes, well, we're hunters.
Well, he's a hunter. I'm a maker.
A maker?
I made this loincloth. I make arrows. I've made a shelf unit for my hut.
I welcome us to you. What do you do?
What does it look like? We're farmers.
No, he's a farmer. I'm a herdsman.
You're a suck, is what you are.
Okay, here we go. My brother, Cain. I'm called Abel.
You are called Suck.
There you go with it, Suck. What does that even mean?
Suck. Short for suckle? Short for suckle up?
Well, you say
you're
I'm
a... suckling up to God? You're a suckle up?
Somebody's upset because God looked on my sacrifice with favor.
God looked upon my sacrifice. What backbone?
I mean, is he a total suck or what?
It's hard to say. We just met.
Why are you bringing these guys into it? They don't know anything. They're morons. Hey. They live in a tree.
Oh, see?
I mean, come on. You
just got to be so superior to everyone else,
no,
don't
but
you?
Superior to than you.
Superior to... Let's see
you
how
know what I meant.
You
know what I meant.
Kick your ass.
Oh, okay, yeah? Yeah? You want some of that?
Yes, guys, I do. Oh, I'm right there. I'm right here. This smug asshole insulted you, and I want him to take it back.
We're not really that insulted.
I will.
It's fine. No. Boys, we're brothers.
Come on.
Just relax, and let's all just get some perspective.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hey,
that's how we do it.
No,
that's
no.
how
there
we do
rules
it.
Rules that we abide by.
Yeah, right.
The brothers fight.
Oh. Ow!
Should we do something?
Just let him settle it.
Oh, now, not trip!
Yeah!
Cain finds a rock on the ground and pounds it into Abel's skull.
Well, I guess that settles it.
What?
Nothing.
He's all right. He's resting.
He's tuckered out from the fight.
Yeah. He's you know what? Let's cover him up with some, a little dirt here and some straw to keep him warm until he wakes up. And hey, Abel, what are you doing with my foot? Playing possum? Whoa! Hey! Oh! Hey! Stop it! He's choking me! Ah! Stop it, Abel! Are you trying to choke me to death, Abel? Yes, Karen, I am. Ah, oh, don't stop it. Self-defense. Clearly, self-defense.
Oh. What have I done?
Oh. Abel raises his head, and Cain beats him with the rock again.
What have I done some more?
Abel stirs with a groan, and Cain sighs, taking up the rock and hitting him repeatedly. He turns back to the shocked and terrified guys.
What have I continued to do? Oh, guys, we're in some real trouble here.
What do you mean we? I don't want to play the blame game, but you're the one who hit him.
No. There's two of you and there's one of me. I mean, you could have stopped me.
We didn't know you were going to kill him.
Are you calling me a murderer?
Did I say that?
It was an accident, right?
Yeah, you were holding a rock and he... ran into it with his face repeatedly until he just couldn't pull through.
It was horseplay.
It was two horses playing. One murders the other one.
Yeah, and you know what? It's probably best if we didn't mention this accident to anyone. Because, you know, people don't understand and...
Who am I going to tell?
I can't think of one person who would be interested.
I would only really tell him, and he's a witness as well.
Yeah, why even bring it up?
Okay.
It's like he killed himself.
Cry for help, if anything.
All right, good.
I like you guys.
I do. I like you guys a lot. I do. Hey, why don't you come over to my place for supper?
Unfortunately, we already have dinner plans.
Ah, damn.
Why don't you come over to my place for supper?
We'll come over to your place for supper. I mean, how many times do we see you? Just don't kill me.
No horseplay.
What?
Nothing.
They walk to his cart.
What are these big round things for?
They're wheels, numbskull. They make the cart roll.
Wow!
With the wind blowing through their hair, they throw their hands up with excitement as oxen pull the cart slowly. The guys look queasy as the cart pulls into a farming hamlet, and the people wave hello.
I'm gonna yak.
Hey, wrong with you.
Let me get your hair.
That was too fast.
The pair vomit. Later, the guys sit at a dinner table with Kane's strong and upright father Adam at the head, and they stare at his daughter Lilith's breasts as they eat.
Kane, I ask you again, where is thy brother Abel?
I don't know. I haven't really seen him at all. Have you? You guys? You guys haven't seen him, have you?
Don't know who that is.
I don't. What is it? Your brother?
I don't know who you're talking about.
What's his name? Abel.
Sure, he's out there somewhere.
I haven't
though.
Seen anybody.
Completely.
Anywhere.
Never had the pleasure. Sure, he's in the prime of his life.
It's good soup. It's really good.
Your sister Lilith said she saw you in the field with him.
Oh man, this bread is good.
Oh, really? That, oh, yeah, no, that was yesterday, right.
No, this day she said you both made offerings.
Oh, that was Boaz, yeah.
No.
Or Japheth, it was Japheth.
No.
Enoch.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was Gilgamesh.
No.
Is Ishmael.
No.
Isadiah.
No.
Jennifer.
No.
Now I'm remembering correctly that it was Tishbaben.
It was you, and she said it looked like you were arguing.
Yeah, well, let's be honest, Lilith is, a lying bitch. Look, I mean, we're brothers. We're gonna argue. It's human nature. Show me the perfect family.
This flock goes untended in the field.
Okay, look! Enough! Am I his keeper? I mean, just get off my back, father! I wish you were dead, too! Even though Abel's not dead at all.
I fear the worst for Abel. I'm sorely vexed. You're welcome to spend this night with us. You may lay with my daughter, Lilith. She's without a husband. And as the Lord has said, be fruitful and multiply.
What about me?
You may share the bed of my son, Seth.
Thanks, Baba.
Yeah, here you go.
I multiplied with sleep.
Lilith readies for bed.
Hello. Feeling fruitful?
My bed is small, but you're welcome to share it. It's the way of my people.
That is such a good way to be.
Zed rolls towards her.
In fact, I'm kind of surprised a pretty girl like you is sleeping alone anyway. I'd have thought guys would be lined up at the door.
Oh, I don't like men.
Maybe. You just ain't met the right one yet.
He pulls off his fur.
A loincloth rising.
He tugs at the fur with an intense stare.
Oh, no, I like girls.
We have that in common.
No, I'm attracted to women.
He smiles blankly and leans in.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
I like to have sex with other women.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. All my brain blood was in my boner.
O lies in bed with Adam's son, Seth.
One. Okay, here we go. Ready? Ready? No, wait. Whoa. A little surprise on the end of that one, right?
Very good.
One more. Ready? Oh. No, we're good. Oh. Come on, see Twit.
Do I have to?
So, it's been a great sleepover, and thank you for the gruel and the garb.
Kane.
Hey, where's everybody going?
To look for thy brother, Abel.
Good luck.
What?
I said, good luck, Father. I'm really worried about him.
You're not coming?
Oh, I'm just gonna stay here and finish toiling, and then we'll be right behind you.
Good.
Kane smiles slyly.
Hey, I'm heading to the coast. You guys should come with me, all right? I got a feeling they're gonna try to blame this whole Abel killing business on you.
Why would they blame it on us?
Because when they find him and they see his head's all bashed in, they're gonna start pointing fingers. You two are drifters. They're gonna put two and two together. Now stop asking so many questions and let's go! Go, 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 go!
A party searches the fields as they prepare to leave, and a farmer discovers Abel's body in a haystack.
Kane. After him!
Adam's cart chases Kane's.
They're gaining on us. Yeah!
Getting away!
Eat my dust, father!
This is really too fast.
No, no.
Hold tight! Hold tight!
Kane! My justice will be swift!
Yeah!
No! No! Damn you, Kane!
Who's in God's favor now, father?
Lightning strikes Kane and marks his forehead with a scar.
Wow! What are the odds of that? Hey, am I lucky or what?
Your head's smoking.
Oh, hey, it didn't leave a mark, did it?
Just a pink red hole.
I mean, your bangs are gonna cover it.
All right, whatever.
They reach a seaside market town.
This is the biggest place I've ever seen.
It's called the town. Just act normal.
Hi.
Hello. Greetings, seafarer.
That's not normal.
No.
All right, would you stop saying hi to everybody? It's annoying. All right, this is a market. Over there is a Build-A-Bear. That's a really good container store. Oh, this place has killer hemp.
Oh, yes, please.
Next stop is an unusual item. He's big. He's a strong.
Marlock.
Oh, do not worry. He's not fighting. He's having fun.
Okay, maybe he's a little bit depressed. My anima!
Dad!
Emma.
Hi.
Hi.
Gosh. What happened? How did you get here?
Well, after the fire that you started, the hill tribes raided the village. They held us captive, marched us out to sea, and then traded us to the boat people who brought us here.
So it's such a coincidence to run into you guys like this here.
You still think it's just a coincidence?
Why? What do you think?
I'm not sure, but I'm beginning to think that everything happens for a reason. God wanted me to have the knowledge of good and evil.
Why would he want that?
Why are we assuming that God's a he?
I don't know what to say.
You kidding?
Anyway, don't you guys see what I'm saying?
Why would he choose you? Why wouldn't he choose Marlock or someone stronger than you?
Frozen doesn't have to be strong. I'm big like this.
So you have a fat face.
Not my face. My brain. It's enormous.
Okay. I'm smarter than you are, okay?
What?
I just don't talk as much
as
you.
I'm like the smartest guy in the village.
I'm from the village, so I'm the smartest guy that was in the village.
Excuse me. You're interested in some slaves?
Yes. And this one looks pretty good.
And her little friend. Very good. Just how I like him. Perfect.
Hey.
Feisty. So, how do we do this if we want them?
You have money?
That depends on what you mean by money.
Whoa. Excuse me. Perhaps I could be of some help here.
Listen, you guys, let me deal with this guy. See if I can work out a deal.
What happened to your forehead?
I didn't murder my brother. I didn't. All right, listen.
We're gonna get you out of this. You trust me?
I want to trust you.
Fair enough.
The guys are placed in chains.
Next up is a twofer. It is two for price of one.
Have a great vacation.
Never trusted that guy.
Why, because he brutally murdered his own brother with a rock? Is that why you didn't trust him? Great instincts.
Zed is pushed into Ima and Maya into O as their crowded slave cage is carted through the desert.
Look, I want you to know I blame myself for everything that's happened.
Yeah, so does everybody else.
Hey, stay away from my woman!
She's not your woman! You can't own people!
Except for the guy who bought all of us. Apparently he can.
A falcon appears in the sky, and a warrior with a magnificent plumed helmet charges his battle chariot over a dune. The commander Sargon cuts a guard's head off in a single stroke, as his men overwhelm the traitors.
Fight the slaves!
Marlek breaks out of the cage and fights guards and soldiers as the slaves tumble out.
Ima, run like a cougar is chasing you! Ima!
Come here, you two!
Go, 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 go!
Ima and Maya are captured, and the guys turn back to save them. Marlek chases them away, and is caught by the soldiers.
Sir, shall we pursue the slaves?
In the desert, have them. They won't get far.
Yes, sir.
The guys watch from a sand dune as Sargon calls the Falcon to him, and the soldiers make camp.
Orders, sir.
Tend to the slaves. We leave for Sodom before daybreak.
Yes, sir.
I wonder who they are. Their hats are really great, aren't they?
Their hats? I'm sorry, but when that guy cut the other guy's head off, I wasn't thinking about what a great hat he was wearing.
It wasn't my very first thought, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't up there. Just saying, if I can snag one, I'm going to. Now I just have to figure out a way to rescue Maya and Ima.
How are we going to rescue them? These guys are killers.
Even killers have to sleep sometime.
Later, the camp has disappeared as Ed wakes from a nap.
That was refreshing.
Shit!
They start walking.
They're gone.
Now where do we go?
They said they were going to Sodom. We're going to Sodom.
I think I have sand in my house. There's no way of knowing for sure.
I'll take a look in it when we get to Sodom.
A man leads his son to an altar.
Hey, Dad, are we making a burnt offering or something?
Yes, Isaac. As God has commanded me.
But I don't see sheep anywhere.
The Lord shall provide the sheep, my son.
Okay. What is this? Is this some sort of magic trick? Is
this away. Get away.
Okay, if this is because I didn't clean up my tent, I'm sorry. And I'll do it right when I get home. Oh, Dad, why are you doing this?
The Lord has spoken unto me, Isaac, and I must obey him.
If the Lord told you to jump off a cliff, would you do it?
Forgive me, Isaac.
My God!
Stop! What are you doing with that kid?
Nothing.
Nothing?
This is my son, sir. We were playing a game, all right? It's called Bernie Bernie Cut Cut.
No, you weren't. You were going to kill him.
I was not going to kill him. I was going to sacrifice him. There is a tremendous difference.
Not to him, I'm guessing.
By what right dost thou interfere? Art thou sent by the Lord?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Aye, verily thou art.
Verily, yea.
That were sent by the Eternal One to stay my hand.
He drops his knife.
All of that.
This is Isaac, and I am Abraham, the son of Terah, of the house of Nahor. Well, we were two doors down from Nahor. We were Nahor's neighbors.
And I am Zed, son of Zero, and this is O, son of U, from the house of Sticks and Dung.
The tents of my kinsmen lie just beyond. Come, come. We are the Hebrews, a righteous people, but not very good at sports. This way, friends, come.
Brothers, brothers, Baruch Hashem, let us give thanks unto the Lord thy God for staying my hand on the mountain this very day.
Praise be to God, hallowed be his name.
And let us also praise him for the bounty which he hath bestowed unto us.
Thanks.
Kind loving kindness.
Friends, whence comest thou?
He wants to know where you're from.
Thou comest not from the cities of the plain, from Sodom and Gomorrah.
I heard of them, never been there.
Are they nice?
Are they nice? They have been cursed for all time by the Lord thy God for their abominations.
I did not know that.
They worship idols and they bow down before false gods.
Abdominal.
It's the worst.
The men of that city are weak and soft, fat with rich food, intoxicated by strong drink.
I'm not hearing the bad part.
The women are whores.
Their shameless lust knows no bounds. They flaunt their flesh, and any man may have knowledge of them whenever he so chooseth.
Which one of the two cities has the most whores?
Just so we know, to stay away from that one especially.
Walk you not the path of Sodom, for the Lord thy God has said unto me that he shall send a holy fire to destroy that city and all who dwell within for their iniquity. He shall smite them and all of their seed.
So when do you think this smiting's gonna go down? Because we may have some friends there.
Their fate is sealed, my friend. But for my faith and devotion, that selfsame God has promised unto me the whole of this land. From the heights of Golan in the north to the Sinai in the south. From the river of Jordan to the great sea.
This is all your land?
For all of eternity.
Yeah, but apparently God forgot to tell anyone else. We're at war with someone like every other day.
Excuse me, I and my kinsmen have vanquished our enemies by the mighty hand of God. Blessed be he.
Praise is his name, and glory his graciousness.
Wealthy bounty.
Therefore, to signify my covenant with the one true God, I shall on this day circumcise the flesh of my penis, and of you, and you, and of you, and of every male who dwelleth hereby.
Excuse me?
I don't know what you mean.
We shall grasp the foreskins of our penises, and we shall cut therefrom the extra flesh. Amen.
Oh, I don't think I have any extra.
Couldn't we pierce our ears or something?
No. So it shall be written, and so it shall be done.
Let me get this straight. You're saying you have too much, and you want to... You know, Abe, it's been a long day. We've all had a lot to drink. And I know that this foreskin thing sounds like a good idea now, but you might want to sleep on it. We can always cut it off in the morning. But if we do it now, there's just no way to get it back on there.
No. Trust me. It's going to be a very, very sleek look. This is going to catch on. I'm going to go get my good knife. Just wait right there. I'll be right back to cut your penises. Not the whole thing, you understand. Just the very tip. And after, we're all going to have wine and sponge cake.
They rush into the darkening desert.
Do you have any idea where we're going?
Yep. Going to Sodom. We have to save my anima.
But he said that God was going to smite Sodom with holy fire.
Yeah. God also told him to chop off the tip of his dick.
Dad! No!
So listen, I've been thinking. What constitutes the tip of the penis? Because his definition might not be the same as mine. I mean, like, what if the tip is your favorite part?
The tip is your only part.
Isaac reveals himself.
Come out here!
Hey, you caught me. Guilty.
What are you doing here?
I'm gonna come with you guys.
You don't even know where we're going.
You're going to Sodom, right?
No.
Oh, come on, how stupid do you think I am? You've had a boner for Sodom ever since my dad mentioned it. If I take you guys there, you can give me some wine.
Aren't you a bit young?
Do you like hanging out with this little girl? Did you or did you not hear me scream? I think I deserve a drink. That's Sodom right there. The unholy land, the devil's playground, where the sinners are winners. Me and my boys sneak in here on the weekends sometimes, you know, pick up on the babes, drink some wine, smoke some herb.
Shouldn't be smoking either.
Oh, thanks a lot, Grandpa, but I've been smoking for 4 harvests now, so I think I'm good.
Wow, those doors are enormous.
Looks like they're not open, so...
No, you just gotta knock. They let me in all the time.
Yeah, knock.
I mean, you knock. Why do I have to knock?
You knock.
We're waking somebody up or something.
Ima and Maya might be in there. I gave them our word we would rescue them.
Hey, ladies! We don't got no foreskins!
Halt! Halt! Get help! Tell your father!
Yeah, like, I'm gonna tell my father I came with you guys to Sodom. So long, sucker!
I kinda get why his dad wanted to kill him.
They're thrown into the guard tower.
Watch this, Dad.
They were banging on the gate. Hebrews from the look of them.
Well, we're not really Hebrews. We are Hebrews? I get it. No talking.
Should we wake the commander?
Oh, no. You don't want to wake the commander. He gets real mean when you wake him.
Meaner than this?
The guard grips O's nipple.
Let go of his titty.
Yeah! Okay. All right.
Okay, good one.
What the bloody hell is going on out there?
Sargon storms in.
Who screamed? Sounded like a woman. But you don't look like a woman. You want to kiss me?
Like in a romantic way?
On tomorrow morning, you wish you hadn't been born.
I already feel that way right now.
Yeah.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
What's that I would pay to see? You versus a guy your size?
Give me my stick.
He holds up a large, rich stick.
Bumpy. You got a smoother one?
Yeah.
Turn around and put your hands on the table.
Now!
I'll take that kiss now.
We'll start with a fat one.
Relatively fat.
Welcome to Sodom!
Oh, hey, I want a piece of that.
Cain?
You know them?
Brothers! I missed you so much. Oh, you guys. Promise you'll never leave me again.
Cain leads them through crowded streets.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and this is a Monday. You should see this place on a Thursday, because Thursday's the new Friday.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks for saving us. What are you going to do to us now?
Excuse me. Do I detect a tone here?
You did sell us into slavery.
Hold a grudge much? That was like a fortnight ago.
It was way less than a fortnight. Half a fortnight, maybe.
It was a sevennight.
Oh, give me a break. You know, I was dealing with the death of a close personal family member, and I needed some space. But hey, look, now I realize that you guys are like my real brothers. And it's so rare to have a brother that you love and don't want to kill.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, who's hungry?
I'm hungry.
Don't kill me.
Yeah? Excuse me, I was... Woo!
Ah!
Yeah, that's two for flinching. Hey, let's go.
He robs a vendor.
Here, now we're even.
Check out the woman across the way. She is looking at us.
She's totally eye-knowing us with her eyes right now.
A prostitute smiles at them as she sensuously peels a banana and slides it into her mouth. Zed responds in kind by nibbling and flicking his tongue over his lamb kebab.
Oh, she's really making that banana last.
Oh.
Go talk to her.
I kind of have a girlfriend right now, or a girl that I'm going to marry, make my wife, make her my girlfriend one day when I get enough strength.
Okay. What transpires within the confines of the walls of Sodom stays within the confines of the walls of Sodom. You know, if you guys are going to stay here, you should join the guard.
Hey, what?
Huh? Yeah. I mean, the pay's not great, but the perks, tons of them. I'm telling you, it's the only way to go. Come on, let's go talk to the sergeant.
Let's go! Hurry!
The guys join the guards as they assemble in the yard in full uniform, and O's large helmet drops over his eyes.
Ah, this is great. How do I look?
I can't see. This is too big on me. I wonder if I can get a smaller size.
Yeah, someone's gotta be the hat person around here.
They walk up to an officer.
Excuse me.
Hey, my helmet is way too big for me. It looks really silly. Maybe I can get a smaller
one.
The officer whacks him.
What are you doing? In the line! In the line, face forward, in the line!
Guys, guys?
Guys.
You two!
Guys.
Oh, I said find a hole, you stupid bastards.
It's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Not to me.
Soldiers, prison! Arms!
O holds up an empty scabbard.
I never got a sword. I only got the holder. I didn't know that that's what it was for.
So this is it? We just walk around?
Yeah, pretty much. Just look for troublemakers. I mean, if you see a thief or a pickpocket, you know, we'll slap him around a little bit. Maybe cut off a finger, you know, or tip of the nose sometimes. Lower lip. Just anything you can grab and slice in one fluid motion.
Seems kind of harsh.
Hey, just remember, it's the palace that pays us, not the people. Come on.
Sargon and a prime minister advise an old king.
6 sacrifices in the last 10 days. And still no rain.
Majesty, there's talk of revolution in the streets. Oil and grain are scarce, prices are high. Starving peasants are pouring into the city in search of food.
We could actually have a riot on our hands.
Poverty has a bitter taste, but it is a flavor they are born to. It is the will of the gods. What do the entrails predict?
Well, the liver is streaked with gray. It's not a good sign, but his poor rectum is absolutely pulverized, which is not unusual for a sheep in this region. The genitals are enormous. That's of no significance, I'm just commenting. If you do look at this intestine, his large intestine is arranged in sort of an arc. Then the two massive balls of the sheep are like eyes. To me, I see a happy face. That makes me happy.
What does it mean?
Well, could mean a surprise visit from a former friend or sweetheart. Or that you're going on a long sea voyage. Could I come? I've never been on a boat.
How did you become high priest?
I'm your brother-in-law.
Perhaps it's time for a new high priest.
The extravagantly dressed high priest narrows his eyes at the prime minister.
Perhaps it's not time for a new high priest.
He points two thin wands at the prime minister, and nothing happens.
Let that be a warning to you. Next time, I shall hurl a lightning bolt right in your face. Or a fireball.
And you know what's the best part about Sodom? The sodomy. You guys are in for a treat.
Kane yanks O down as the crowd fall and prostrate themselves on the ground, and a royal entourage enters the street. Zed stays standing and bows to a stunning young princess in her litter, who regards him curiously as a guard knocks him to the ground.
Down!
Did you see that girl?
That was Princess Inanna. She's totally hot. Don't even think about it.
Why not?
Why? Because she's royalty, and you're a caveman.
Hey, where's everybody going?
Oh, to the temple. Come on, you guys have to see this.
Will she be there?
Yeah, everyone will be there.
They follow the crowd into a temple square, where a stone idol of a bull's head sits on an altar, 20 feet high with sharp pointed tusks and a fiery furnace for a mouth.
There she is!
The king stands with the queen and princess and waves his scepter, as the high priest steps onto the altar. The princess waves away a servant.
The princess isn't eating.
I find it hard to eat when so many are hungry.
You can't keep starving yourself.
Why not? Everybody else is starving. Present company excluded.
Careful, princess. You may be my stepdaughter, but these are dangerous times, and those are dangerous words.
Whatever.
The crowd flick their wrists in applause, and the princess notices Zed in the crowd, making elaborate cheering gestures as he smiles at her. The high priest throws out his arms and basks in the applause.
What's happening?
They're picking a virgin.
The high priest walks down a line of young girls.
Oh, please. If you're a virgin, then I'm a fuzzy little gerbil. Back to the whorehouse with you. Quick as a bunny, there you go.
What do they need a virgin for?
To throw her into the fire. Are you new here?
What? Why?
An offering to the gods.
You serious?
There's a famine going on.
So,
if we make a good enough sacrifice, then the gods give us rain. You get rain, you get harvest, you get harvest, you get food. You know what food is, right? Yeah, you know food.
So they're gonna throw a virgin into the fire so that it rains?
Duh!
Did I do something to offend you?
Well, you come here and get a great seed of sacrifice, you're ruining it.
Seems like a waste of a perfectly good virgin to me.
Hey, guys, I'm trying to enjoy the sacrifice with my family. Do you mind?
For the love of the gods, we commit this fair maiden to Moloch, Erivar!
The virgin is thrown into the idols, and flames shoot up.
These virgins, it's always a girl?
I'm really happy for her. She was always the runner-up. True success story.
My lord, the princess wishes to see you.
Me? What about my friend? Can the two of us come? We're kind of a pair.
Yeah. The three of us are like a pair.
No, not you. The two of you follow me.
Great.
I'll try to put a good word in for you.
Yeah, do.
If we never ever see you again, it's not because we're avoiding you.
Don't forget about me!
The palace gates open.
This is Zaftig, the eunuch. You go with him.
Oh, can't I go with him?
Why? Is he your lover?
No, we're just friends. That would be weird. We're both guys.
Come with me.
What do you do?
I've been a palace eunuch since I was 9 years old.
How would I become a eunuch?
Well, they cut off your testicles.
Why all the genital mutilation?
Well, you get to keep them. I always keep mine close at hand. Would you like to see?
No.
At night, Zed wears a flowing silk robe as the veiled slave leads him downstairs to an orgy in a magnificent hall.
Can I ask your opinion? What do you think? Ponytail or no ponytail?
I don't know, and I really don't care.
Okay, I just wanted to know what the ladies of Sodom were into nowadays, but,
this party is insane. It's more of a, hair down kind of scene.
The princess lazes on a chaise.
Be sure to try the fruit.
Maya lifts her veil.
Maya, what are you doing here?
Okay, I'm still alive. Thank you for asking. And I'm still a slave.
I was coming to rescue you. Really? In fact, that's why we were here. We were going to find you.
Yeah? Because you seemed pretty worried about your ponytail just a second ago.
I was just...
Of course, you were just chosen again.
I was.
Now, I would love to join you at this orgy, but I can't because I have to go be a slave. And I don't get any breaks.
She walks away.
And the princess has crabs.
Zed pokes the breast of a gold-painted statue on a plinth.
Oh, yes, it's steamy.
God, that's realistic.
Watch it, jerk!
A real woman, that's... Oh, excuse me, miss. Sir! Mister!
Awkward.
He punches at a statue.
Good concentration. Good. Real good.
O stands in a loincloth, painted gold.
Oh? Is that you?
I'm not supposed to talk. I'm a statue.
Yeah, you look so... gold.
It's all the gold paint.
How's it going?
It's going great. I just had my entire body painted by a fat guy with no balls.
Oh, how'd that go?
He was extremely thorough. How's it going with you?
Oh, not bad. Just had a little rub and scrub. Now I'm up for some grub.
Sounds luxurious.
Hey, you remember that woman who brought us in with the face, dress? That was Maya. She's working here now, and she looks great. Kind of mad at me, though.
And there's Ema.
Come here, Wendy. Never look what's up, that's true. Oh.
I'm sorry, it was an accident.
It was no accident.
Hey! Oh! You! Slave girl! I told you to fetch me more wine! Apologize to this officer now!
I'm sorry.
Good! Now go fetch! Wait over there by the skinny statue. I'll deal with you later. Go!
Sargon grabs Zed's arm.
Slaves, what are you gonna do?
Wait a minute! Don't I know you?
Zed mimes a fist being pushed into a small hole, and a lot of licking, then quickly walks away from the confused commander to Ema and O.
What are you, crazy?
I will not serve these people. I'd rather die.
Keep it up. You will.
What are you doing here? Have you joined them?
I haven't joined anything. I'm not having fun here at all.
I'm just checking it out. There's a lot to learn here.
What, human sacrifice?
Nah. No human sacrifice.
I think I've been chosen to do something great with my life.
Yeah, here we go.
And I'm pretty sure it's not hunting pigs and weaving baskets.
Oh?
Hello, Maya.
Oh. She wants to see you. Now.
I hope you don't think I'm interested in her.
No, why ever would I think that?
It's part of my plan. I'm gonna get us all out of here as soon as I can.
The princess awaits you.
And I await her. You two await me. Stay out of trouble. Stay gold.
He has no idea what he's doing, does he?
It's nice to see you, like this.
It's nice to see you, too.
We should do something. When do you get off?
Never. I'm a slave?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Slave girl, bring me a towel.
Yeah, I should go be a slave.
I'm gonna strike a specific pose, I guess.
Okay.
I love you.
O strikes a meek pose, and later, he wanders through the orgy.
You there, golden boy. Come here.
The high priest quaffs his wine and turns to O, with a thick rug of chest hair proudly displayed through his wide open robe.
Rub me with oil.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind. I'm not one of the oil rubbers. I'm just a guard.
Rub me with oil or die.
The high priest lies on a bed, and as O pours oil on his chest, his eyes widen in delight.
Is that enough?
Much more. Baste me like a chicken. Yes, pour it all over me, a little bronze bitchlet.
Yeah, okay. We got the whole thing on you now.
Marvelous, I love it.
All right, well, have a good evening. Glad I could help you out.
Now rub it in.
With my hand?
No, with your nutsack. Of course, with your hand.
O rubs the oil in reluctantly.
Oh, yes, the oily oiliness, the musky precious, smoky oily oiliness, yes, that's right. Oh, God, paint a picture on my body, tell a story on my nipples.
Yeah.
That's right, take me down the smoky Euphrates. Yes, do something you'll be ashamed of later, you naughty little goat. All right, charm the snake.
Ema, hey, slap me. This isn't what it looks like.
Go ahead, slap me. Slap me.
No, it's fine. I mean, I understand.
Oh, you're very gifted.
No. I'm just rubbing oil on this man's chest.
Oh,
Ema.
A gift. I don't know. You've got some sort of gift.
Oh.
Maya leads Zed into the princess's chamber and storms out.
Good luck.
Maya.
Come to me.
He joins the princess on the moonlit terrace.
Beautiful, isn't it? You can see Gamora just over the hill.
Yep. Twin cities. Some people think that the gods are going to wipe them out because they're so evil.
And what do you think? Am I evil?
Well, I don't really know you, but you don't look evil.
Do you find me attractive?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Let me just ask you one thing. What would a girl like you want with a guy like me?
I don't know. I just find you interesting. You know, they say it's the will of the gods that some men should suffer while others rule. That we're all just victims of our own fate. And I believed that until this morning, when I saw you standing up alone in the square, and I said to myself, yes, finally, here's one man who refuses to bow down to anything. A man with the courage to question the order of things. A man chosen by the gods to do something great.
That's exactly what I've been thinking. You would not believe the stuff that's been happening to me. I just didn't know why.
I know why. To bring you here. To this place. To me.
I could not agree more. I'm trying to agree more when I can't, because that's how much I agree.
Come.
He goes for a kiss and she walks off.
I know this must be difficult for you to understand, but my life is devoted entirely to the service of the gods and the good of the people. I keep nothing for myself.
It's very unselfish of you.
It is unselfish of me, isn't it? You're so perceptive for one so young.
Yeah. What are those doors over there?
Behind these doors is the Holy of Holies, earthly domain of the gods, a place so ineffably sacred, so powerful, that to enter is instant death.
Who cleans it?
Needs no cleaning.
Kind of makes you think about the people that built it, you know, like, did they die instantly? Or were they given a courtesy second to get out of there by the gods?
They were allowed to finish it, and given exactly 4.5 seconds, and the gods descended.
Wow. If the bug goes in there?
Instant death for the bug.
So are there dead bugs all over the floor? Because you said nobody cleans it.
They're vaporized immediately by a holy beam of vapory fire. Vapor.
Can we go in?
I just told you. To enter is instant death, you gorgeous little guns.
Can't even poke our heads in.
You're so young and curious, aren't you? You just want to know it all and taste it all, explore it all, be it all. dance with it all, suck it all, don't you? I've got a riddle for you. What has two thumbs and is desperate for another hot oil rub?
What?
This person. Come on, let's go.
Oh.
He drags O away. Zed looks around the temple.
What are we doing here?
I want you to enter the Holy of Holies.
Oh, that is quite a coincidence, because I want you to sit on the Holy of Polies.
Oh, no, that's the Holy of Holies.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your...
You have to go in there and speak to the gods.
The gods are in there?
So they say. The only one who ever goes in there is the high priest. They say it's instant death for anyone else to enter.
Then why am I going in?
Because you've been chosen. If the gods wanted you dead, they would have killed you already.
Right.
This is what you've been chosen for. To speak to the gods, divine their purpose, and plead with them to end this terrible famine. And then come back out and tell me what it's like inside.
Okay.
Right.
The princess glances around as Zed pulls the heavy stone door open.
I'm pretty sure I'm chosen, but I'm not sure.
You're chosen.
Okay, I'm gonna go in, but you gotta do something for me. You gotta let my friends go.
Anything.
Cain spies on them from behind a pillar as Zed shuts the door and kneels in the Holy of Holies with his eyes shut and his hands up.
Don't kill me.
Get up. You look ridiculous.
O emerges.
O? What are you doing here?
I'm hiding from the high priest. I spent the last 2 hours rubbing oil on him.
Ew. Is that chest hair?
Not all of it. Just don't ask, okay? I've lost my sense of right and wrong.
Well, how did you get in here without getting fried?
I don't know. How did you?
Well, because I'm a chosen. In fact, that's probably why God didn't kill you, because he knew you were my follower.
Hey, I'm not your follower.
Then why are you always following me?
I'm not following you. I walk behind you at the same pace as you. I'm not following. I could be leading from the rear.
Oh, come on. I'm the leader. I always have been.
Some leader you are. You told us you were going to get us out of here. You've just been messing around at orgies.
Messing around at orgies? No. I'm not like you. I don't get to prance around in gold paint and have fun. I have no downtime.
Oh, please. Your whole life is downtime.
That's what you think, isn't it? That's what everybody thinks. Well, guess what? I'm about to show you something. Observe.
O looks around as Zed kneels at the round stone altar.
Almighty God, or gods, whatever the case may be, I need to ask a favor of you. I know I've really messed things up, but I really need to come through on this one. And I want to ask you to please give me the strength to free my friends. And that's it. That's the favor.
Oh, shit.
And also, and if you could just make it rain or like drizzle without us having to kill a virgin, you know what I mean? Because we need our virgins at the moment.
And also, if you could give me the power to see through women's clothing without them knowing about it, that would be really great. Lou?
Hasn't it occurred to you that it might just be silent in here because God is not in here? Look around. There's nothing in here, okay? There's nobody here.
That doesn't prove anything. Maybe he stepped away.
For what?
God stuff.
If he needs something, he can create it from nothing. What's the point of being God if you need to keep running out for things? Let me just put something out there. Maybe God doesn't exist.
What? So everything is just random? Well, then nothing would mean anything. What would be the point?
That is the point.
Well, the point is that there's no point. That's stupid.
You're stupid.
No, there has to be something bigger than me.
Trust me, my friend. There's nothing bigger than
me. Don't
you.
Touch my belly to make a point.
Fine, okay. I won't.
I'm sorry, I have a man's body.
I'm maturing at my own pace.
You are so jealous of me.
Jealous of what? That you're a total bullshit artist and that every time you speak, it's bullshit coming out of your mouth when you talk?
You would believe in God if you've ever been with a woman.
I'm a virgin by choice.
Not your choice.
Take that back.
I won't take it back.
Take back what you said. I'll take everything you've ever said to me.
I don't want you standing so close to me. Get your belly off of my belly.
Then don't touch your belly
then
again.
Get away from me. I don't want to touch bellies with you ever.
The princess and Cain hear their screams from outside.
I'm screaming! You're out screaming! You're out screaming!
I can pull this thing together. The princess is right out there.
And if I play this right, I'm gonna get us all out of here. Maya and Ema too. Just trust in me, would you? Have a little faith.
Fine, but not for you, for Ema. And because I'm too tired to argue right now, I just had a long hot bath with the High Priest and I'm light at it.
Sorry for squeezing you so hard. Let's go.
As Zed walks away, O sends a hesitant glance up to the gods.
God, if you do exist, if you make Ema love me, I would be very grateful. Okay? If you do exist.
Hey!
You guys waiting to go in there? Because I gotta say, not that big a deal.
If you see a broken penis, it was like that when we went in there.
Seize him!
I'm seized.
Shackled to a dungeon wall, Zed sighs at O, who is hanging upside down.
I wish I was upside down. Looks kind of fun. Is it fun?
So you're not talking to me? We're not friends anymore after all I've done for you?
What have you done for me?
I brought you out of your shell.
Yeah, I liked my shell. I liked the village. Because of you, I'm in this horrible place where brothers kill brothers and they burn women and they make people slaves. People cut off the ends of their penises and they cut off their testicles. I'm never going to see him again. It's because of you.
Please forgive me. I mean, you are my best friend.
I hate the world. I hate you. Now I'm hanging upside down. I really have to pee.
I know I'm not perfect. And maybe I made a few wrong turns, but you got to understand, I'm a chosen. That's a lot of responsibility. You can't even imagine.
The only one that thinks that you're chosen is you, okay? So shut up already.
I'm going to get us out of this thing. If it's the last thing I do.
He fights against his shackles.
That was just my first idea. I'm also accepting ideas.
Good! The upside down prisoner has to pee! Oh,
pee runs down his face.
Oh, no. Try to keep your mouth closed. Oh, no. In the nose.
The stream gets stronger.
Hey, I'm peeing on my face, too. On the inside.
I hate you.
Maya and Ema watch from behind the royal thrones as Kane parades Zed and O through a baying crowd and stands them on a stage.
Observe, my dear, since it was you who led him to his death.
For the crimes of blasphemy, heresy, conspiracy.
What you thinking about?
Treachery, leprosy.
Trying to make conversation.
Puppetry!
Your hair looks really good today.
Peed all over it.
And that's the secret, I guess.
Sodomy! Oh, it's refusal of sodomy.
Can you just forgive me?
I think I hate you too much.
Lechery! And the murder of my brother Abel.
Oh, come on!
Shut it! For these and other crimes, the prisoners shall be stoned today!
Wait! Can I make a suggestion?
What?
Just have one person throw stones at us. In fact, I think it would be fair if you let us choose who gets to stone us.
No! That doesn't make any sense. All right,
that guy!
No, Tim.
Me? That's our stoner.
But just because I'm a eunuch, you don't think I can throw? I'll show you throwing.
No, gross.
Did he just hurl his own ball at him? How spectacular.
No, that doesn't count. That was a testicle.
I think it counts.
Pick somebody else.
What is that idiot doing?
I picked that guy!
Nice. This guy?
No, the shorter man right in front of him.
It's a kid. This is a kid.
So? You got something against kids? This guy hates kids?
No, I can't!
Kid hater?
No, they're our future! Come on! All right. Great, go ahead and...
Okay, I'm hit!
Holy shit, that kid's got an arm.
There's two of us!
You guys happy now? Okay! Everybody on this side, on the count of three. One, two...
Wait! I have a question for the king. Why didn't I die in the Holy of Holies? Yes! I entered the Holy of Holies, and lo! I did not die. Why? Because I was chosen by the gods!
The High Priest is speechless.
Spare the chosen one!
And his friends!
And his young friends!
Don't kill either of them!
Everyone knows the chosen gets a plus one!
Is it possible? Is he truly chosen?
Well, of course it's possible. Highly doubtful.
Majesty, with respect. Whether he is chosen or not is no longer the issue. If you were to kill him now, given the public mood, it could inflame the situation so as to cause a radical regime change. If you take my meaning.
Yes, that will do.
The king turns from the slimy prime minister and whispers to Sargon.
It is the judgment of our merciful king that the prisoners be enslaved to toil at hard labor until they die of starvation or exhaustion.
Yes! Well, how is that better?
O stamps mud next to an enthusiastic guy in a pit, and Zed spots Marlak and N. Mayberry Gacy stacking bricks.
You seem to enjoy your work. How long have you been a slave?
I'm not a slave. I'm a volunteer.
Marlak? In Mibaragesi. Long time no see. I deserved that.
Take these bricks up top. Masons are white.
I would, but, you know, I did something to my neck. I think I slept on it funny. I should probably just take it easy, or else I'll be no good for work tomorrow.
No!
You know, the mud's really good for your skin.
Yeah.
Ask me why my skin's so good.
Why is your skin
so good?
The mud. I knew you were gonna say that.
The guard whips Zed mercilessly.
Oh, you gotta love being outside.
Zed looks down over the temple square from high up on the scaffolding of a half-complete tower, and watches the crowds answer the call of the horns and gather. A guard stands over O and the volunteer.
You two, up, get online, now.
Where are we going?
To watch the sacrifice. The king demands it.
Is it compulsory? There was some work that I wanted to finish doing. Get a jump on tomorrow. I'd like to see how big you are without that whip. Same basic size.
All is in readiness, Your Majesty.
What now? More virgins to sacrifice?
Yes, two. Your own handmaiden and another slave. Followers of the Chosen One. Discovered by this loyal soldier.
I was just doing my job. It's what I do.
And one more. To demonstrate our own faith and charity. For the love of the people and the heavenly gift of rain, we offer a humble sacrifice. Our own stepdaughter, the Princess Inanna.
You're insane.
For the good of the people, darling.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? If you like, I can arrange for you to join her.
Mother!
How long did you think I would tolerate your insolence? Burn her!
The princess offers Maya a chalice in their cell.
Drink it. You won't feel a thing.
The crowd boos the king.
Are they booing me? How dare they?
They love you! They're wooing you!
Maya drains the cup, and the surprised princess wrestles it back, and stares into the empty chalice. Zed watches the high priest lead the sacrifices out onto the altar, and Maya sways blissfully.
It's Maya! And Ima! Wait, Maya's a virgin?
No, don't kill them! Don't kill them!
Hey, far enough, Slade!
No, kill me! I'm a male virgin! Come on, let me kill the Judas! Ima!
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 I gotta get down there.
Over my dead body!
No problem.
Marlak tosses the guard off the building roof.
Thanks, Marlak.
Uh-huh. Now what?
We implore the great gods to show us a sign so that we may honor your divine will.
Take this end. Lower me down.
Zed clings to an unsecured rope and takes a running jump off the roof, and the other end follows him down. He lands in a cart which rolls along the scaffolding towards a slave, who drops a vase as he pulls himself to safety.
Oh dear.
He desperately grips a dangling rope, as the cart rolls off the scaffolding, and shatters on the ground. He swings into a pole, and it breaks away from the scaffold, dropping him into a pile of hay. The scaffolding separates from the building, and the panicking crowd run to safety. The wooden structure crushes a guard as it crashes to the ground. Marlak and N. Mayberagasi survey the carnage from the roof, and Zed cringes.
What is it? The sign! The chosen one comes! The sign! He's going to end our suffering! Fight the power! Yes, we can!
Guards surround the king, as O whips the crowd up. Zed grabs a sword and shield from the rubble, and Abraham and the Hebrews reveal themselves.
Let's catch some foreskins!
Ah! I knew I could depend upon your loyalty.
Assholes.
The guards kill the king, and the prime minister smiles as Sargon raises the crown.
Burn them! Burn them now! Burn them all!
Come on, don't struggle at the will of the gods!
I don't think so.
Ned!
Ah! Oh, sorry!
He paid.
Hey, right? Get the message? Okay, we should be safe in here.
Thank you.
O punches a girl in the face and drags Ima to safety, as Zed fights through guards to get to the High Priest and Maya, who smiles with admiration.
So, Ima, this might be a bad time to say all this, but I just wanted to say that stuff that you saw the other night with the High Priest, he's a friend. That was totally not a gay thing.
Zed kicks and slashes at guards, as Sargon unsheaths his sword, leaving the Prime Minister stroking the crown.
I always thought that you and I had a connection, so I just wanted to mention it now. And I always thought that we had one, and maybe thought you might have felt the same. I just wanted to maybe bring it up and see what you would say.
Ima looks out and sees Sargon fighting through the crowd as the princess escapes from the altar. The Prime Minister places the crown on his turban and sits on the throne.
But I always have felt a certain way about you. I don't know if you know or not, but you, all those dead birds that were always outside of your hut, those were from me.
Just kiss me?
From me, like a gift for you. I don't know why I thought you'd like those.
She wraps her shackled hands around O's neck and pulls him into a deep kiss.
I just always thought you could maybe use the dead birds in the soup or something, or I don't know, I thought they were practical.
She kisses him again, and drags him to the floor.
Should I take off my undercloth?
Cain backs into Marlak in the battle.
Oh, tough guy, huh? You want a piece of me? I'm gonna bash your head in.
Marlak chokes and headbutts Cain.
That was a nice shot.
Sargon appears behind Zed, who turns in alarm.
Wait!
A ferocious slap drives Zed back, and Sargon whacks him to the floor, and raises his sword.
Zed!
Get up and die like a man!
Nobody harm this woman! She's not a virgin anymore!
He's not either.
I've saved her life. My lovemaking. Sit tight, Mama. Daddy's gotta fight.
O grabs a rock and slings it at Sargon with a sash, and hits Zed by mistake.
Okay, no, wait,
don't kill him!
I just had sex with my new girlfriend.
So?
I had to tell somebody. It was great. I loved it.
I'm hoping I'm going to get another opportunity.
What's going on behind you?
I'm not falling for that.
Zed strikes him with his shield.
Sodomized!
He kicks Sargon in the balls and pushes him into the crowd to be trampled underfoot. The Prime Minister places the crown back on the throne and steals away. The High Priest appears by the idol's flaming mouth, holding Maya.
Back. Let her go!
No! The gods demand a sacrifice and you're ruining it!
I bet a little more oil.
Yes, darling?
O throws oil in the High Priest's face, and Maya breaks free.
I always knew you'd break my heart.
His oil-drenched robes burst into flame, and he falls backwards into the idol's mouth.
That was ironic.
The stunned crowd stares at Zed, who stands before them in the center of the altar.
On behalf of the whole city, I'd like to thank the High Priest for his incredible sacrifice. That was really something, wasn't it? Now, come on, put your hands together. It makes a sound.
Yeah. It starts to rain, and everyone throws up their hands in celebration. The rain stops.
Oh. Okay. That was a little confusing, wasn't it? Was that a sign from the gods? Everybody wants to know. Well, I should know, because I'm the chosen one, right? Yeah! You respect me. Yeah! You love me. Yeah! You fear me. Yeah! You would worship me.
Yeah! Zed sees O looking at him with eyes full of reproach, and his hard gaze softens. He looks back to the crowd.
Well, don't! No! And I'm not saying don't like I'm the chosen one, so don't. I'm saying don't because I'm not the chosen one. I thought I was, but I'm not, sorry. Turns out I'm just a guy from the woods who was lucky enough to have these great friends to watch my back.
Oh, Maya and Ema smile.
I'm telling you, you don't need me. You know what? Maybe we can all make our own destiny. Yeah. Maybe we can all be chosen. Yeah! You! Yeah, you! You can be chosen! And you! And you! Yeah! Way over in the back, you! Ah!
Zed's eyes widen and he pumps his fists. As the rain starts falling, he turns to embrace Maya, as Ema leaps into O's arms, and the four gather into a group hug. Sometime later, Zed, in a new leather tunic, meets the newly crowned Queen Inanna in the street.
So you're queen.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Yeah, you could have.
No, really, I tried for years.
All right, maybe you couldn't have. I was pretty amazing with the old...
Sorry about almost luring you to your death.
Oh, please. All right.
They hug.
Hug.
Okay.
See you later.
O prepares the villagers.
Come on, people. You pick up that bag of camel dung.
Yes, sir.
Hang on to it all day. Hustle up, ladies. These donkeys don't pack themselves.
I will kill you where you stand.
Relax.
They cut a little off the end, but there's plenty more where that came from. Baby.
No, this is my woman. You stay away from her or I'll kill you where you stand.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry.
Just go. Get out of here or I'll kill you where you stand.
Cranky today.
So, are you still thinking about going to Egypt?
It's supposed to be a real happening place. You coming with or not?
Well, I mean, I was kind of planning on going anyway, so...
Yeah.
Zed pulls Maya into a kiss.
Let me show you this new style. Everyone's doing it. You open your mouth really wide, it makes it way sexier.
He opens his mouth wide as he kisses her.
I'm thinking about introducing the tongue, but I haven't perfected it yet.
Mm-hmm. You know, we'll work on that.
All right.
Zed and O smile at each other.
Look at us. Two men. One going to lead a village and the other going to explore the world.
So you sure you don't want to come back? Help me run things?
You don't need me. Everybody knows you're the smartest guy in the village. Now they're gonna know you're the most incredible warrior anyone's ever seen. The way you punch that lady, man.
Well, I mean, you know, she left me no choice, so I had to, you know, punch her in the face.
O offers his hand.
Well, we'll tell stories about you around the fire.
Strangers shake hands. Get that thing out of here.
They hug, and Zed starts to cry.
I'm gonna miss you, little guy.
I'm gonna miss you more.
Just trying to sniff you. I want to remember your scent.
That's probably the urine in my hair. I can't let them see me cry. They respect me too much.
Me too. On three. One, two, three, break.
They separate and look down.
May the gods smile on you. See you around.
Whatever. Later. Oh.
What?
Zed clasps O's arm.
I want you to have babies with my sister.
Try and stop me.
All right.
Zed, may the gods smile on you.
You said that.
Maybe.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. All right, come on, folks. We're heading out now. If I say so, all right? Let's go. Come on, Lindsay. Come on, everyone's looking. Please, go.
To the north!
You know that that's west.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just checking to see if you knew.
To the west!
I'm already glad you're here.
Zed and Maya wave to the Queen and her Prime Minister as they lead a group away. O drags a camel with Maya at his side as he leads his villagers home. The credits roll, and a montage of bloopers plays.
One, two, three, Faustin!
Invoke your blessing and do your will! What's the f***ing line? What is it?
It was a game of chance, and he hit his head and he'd killed himself. If anything, it was a suicide. Okay. I let one go.
In honor of the Chosen One, as my first official act as your queen, I'm going to go back and say the line again.
Let's go back.
Yes.
You just want it all, don't you? You want to taste it all, know it all, and feel it all. And suck it all in and blow it all out your backside, don't you?
It's like the great turtle coming out of the sea, you know. It's like, with the earth on its back, you understand?
I'm an oil man. You're cursed, Zed. And if you don't leave here, we're all gonna be cursed.
And it drank up the ocean, then pooped out the mountains, and the first man fell from the stars.
This doesn't make a lot of sense, guys. Can I talk to Harold? Is that...
Zed wrestles with the yellow snake and eats his kebab lustfully.
What's that?
What's that? A strange gorgon from another time!
I weep for the suffering of my people.
Getting boned by the planes and the trains and the hay and the what, huh?
Zed. Zed's great. It's constricting me.
Can I show you this new kiss I've been thinking about?
Yeah.
It's called a tongue kiss.
Zed extends his tongue and runs it over Maya's nose.
I'm still perfecting
strange.
It.
Yeah, okay. It's fine.
What?
Kane laughs, and Abel sits up smiling. Jack Black as Zed. Michael Cera as O. Oliver Platt as High Priest. David Cross as Cain. Christopher Mintz-Plasse as Isaac. Vinnie Jones as Sargon. Hank Azaria as Abraham. Juno Temple as Ema. Olivia Wilde as Princess Inanna. June Diane Raphael as Maya. Xander Berkeley as the King. Gia Carides as the Queen. Horatio Sanz as Anne Mayberry Gacy. David Pasquese as Prime Minister. Bill Hader as the Shaman. Matthew Willig as Marlac. Directed by Harold Ramis. Written by Harold Ramis, Gene Stupnitsky, and Lee Eisenberg. Story by Harold Ramis. Music by Theodore Shapiro. The soundtrack. Quechua Dance. Traditional, performed by Tojin. Desert Roots. Traditional, performed by Ali Mrate Fahd. Allah O Akbar. Traditional, performed by Ali Mrate Fahd. Robot Dance. Written by David Kate. I See the Light. Written by David Laurie, John Hickman, and David Farragher, performed by Cracker. Put the Message in the Box. Written by Carl Wallinger, performed by World Party. Copyright 2009. Columbia Pictures Industries Incorporated.